Seamus, the case of the missing maid, part 12, Must Be the Hair Gel, is based on the book The Leavenworth Case by Anna Catherine Green.
And then Wings walked up behind me. I nearly jumped out of my skin. I thought she had killed him. He was just lurking around.
Scared? You? By Wings?
Not only did he not die in that fire, but he had been watching me and got the marriage certificate.
Sneaky devil. I guess now I know why you keep him around.
Sometimes I think he's keeping me around. He is pretty handy. Wings is a good way for me to tap into the homeless community. People discount the homeless, and some of them indeed have psychological issues, but...
Yeah, you make it work for you. It was a good thing Wings was there.
Yeah. It was the homeless network that allowed me to keep tabs on Tobias. He wasn't very stealthy. First, he was hanging around the mansion with the crowds. Then, he started hanging around my place. Wings spotted him hanging around the bread and breakfast.
Too bad you can't convince Wings to work for you full time.
He likes being homeless. Won't let me give him too much money. Says it attracts attention. For this job, I'll get him a new tent.
Hey, if you're not buying, at least get back to the story.
Hey, I bought a beer. Can't drink anymore because I need to go close the case with Donna, the kid's aunt.
Come on, I'm still waiting to hear the end.
I talked to Rachel Gonzalez and she sets things up with Unity. I knew Dawson would not be far behind since I baited the trap with Donna. She ensured Dawson thought Unity was running away to the ranch and leaving the country to escape arrest. I paused to take a long drink of beer. Storytelling to Mike could be a thirsty event. I'd also put a call into Bennett. He wasn't far behind. At least he left Montalbo in the estate. I didn't have to deal with him.
Nah, he didn't want to come because he would be too embarrassed knowing you broke the case.
Nice to have friends. Unity showed up. About 10 minutes later, so did Dawson. He must have been low-level flying to Alabama. Surprised the Alabama Stateies didn't stop him. He was a mess, going on about how Unity and he were a power couple. Then he spotted me, and things started falling apart. Got really ugly. He ended up in a ball on the floor, sniveling and boo-hooing about how much he loves Unity. He may have actually been crazy. The mistake the police made was putting him in a local jail awaiting transfer to Pensacola. Now Bennett has to piece it together without Dawson's assistance.
And what about the happy couple?
Unity and Tobias?
Is there another happy couple in this story?
This ain't a love story, Mike. It's a murder story.
That's where you're wrong, Hunter. It's a love story.
According to the will, Gonzalez left everything to Unity except the ranch. Unity owns the corporation and the personal holdings of Gonzalez. She doesn't know anything about it, but her husband does. He's actually a competitor of Gonzalez, or at least his family is.
Get out of here!
True story. That's how Unity and Tobias met. To hear tell, it was love at first sight. At least for Tobias. Unity liked the idea of getting her uncle's money more than getting Tobias.
Oh, well, so what happened?
Oh, I still think Unity loves money. When the bullet bit the bone and she thought she might lose Tobias, he became more valuable.
And?
And they're on a honeymoon someplace. I expect Tobias to run everything since he knows the tea business already. I hope Unity finds someone to run the household. Maybe Rachel will help her find someone suitable.
Oh, and Gonzalez did leave the ranch to Rachel.
Yep, along with an allowance of sorts. Rachel has her own money from her parents, but now she will never hurt for anything. I expect that there will be some world-class horses coming from that ranch in the future. I glanced up at the clock on the wall. Mike followed my gaze.
You got some place to be?
You were just complaining that I wasn't buying. And yes, I have some place to be. Need to drop this tent off at Wings. But first, I need to go up to the Gonzalez mansion and talk to the aunt to close out this file. See you later, Mike. Yeah, I got a brand new tent for Wings. I'll still take him around to garage sales and get him upgraded gear. The guy loves garage sales. But first, I need to talk to my clients. I made my way to the Gonzalez mansion to close out the case with Rachel and Donna. I guess I made the acceptable list because they let me right through the gates. Donna had hired me initially. Rachel stepped in. I did what I was hired to do and found the maid, the second victim in the Gonzalez murder.
So when did you realize it was Dawson? Honestly, I didn't think he had it in him.
Not a question that was easy to answer. There were some qualifiers that come into play. The question that should have been asked was, when did I consciously know Dawson was the killer, and why? Truth is, I knew from the beginning. From the very first time I met Dawson, I knew then, but didn't listen. Abby always said that I never listened to my inner voice. This case was a prime example of that. I guess I knew when Ida Lane told me Dawson had made all the arrangements. Everything clicked in place then. It was too late for Hannah. Ida was under arrest. Her redecoration of the bed and breakfast was on hold for a while. They could have held her on the attempted murder of Wings. I think she'll be able to get back to innkeeping in a little while. They found the poison in a couple of other antibiotic capsules, the ones Dawson brought to her. Too bad they didn't pick up any prints off the meds. Dawson probably used gloves. Lane was arrested as an accessory, but I don't think it will hold. She had no idea. She'll be okay. Wings didn't press charges, so all they really got on her was maybe hiding a fugitive. Wings just wanted to get out of there and back to his beach as fast as possible. Ida was duped into believing that Unity had sent Hannah down and that Dawson was acting on behalf of Unity. Ida's attachment to Unity blinded her.
It chills me when I think about how fast Dawson came up with a plan to kill my uncle and Hannah.
I think he had it planned out for some time. He probably planned to kill Gonzalez during a firework event. It was a perfect plan. It all seemed random. Tobias dropping in on the same night that your neighbors were shooting fireworks was how he would pull off the perfect murder. I imagine it was no coincidence. He just had to wait to hear that the neighbors had planned another one of their fireworks parties to cover the sound of the shot and provide the smell of gunpowder. The things Dawson didn't foresee were an earache or that you would have taken the incriminating note. At least Rachel looks embarrassed. Don't feel guilty. Suspicion would have fallen on Tobias if you hadn't taken the note. Dawson must have been beside himself when the note went missing.
But he was so smooth. I would have never suspected. A bit of a royal pain in the ass, but I never really had much to do with him.
You wouldn't have noticed. With the disruption to the household because of the murder, any odd behaviors would go down as stress. How he managed to get the meds was a puzzle. I sent Bennett on the trail of Gonzalez's doctor. I would guess that Dawson visited the good doctor with Hannah that night after Gonzalez was murdered. He probably told Hannah he would have the medication sent to her the following day. Dawson may have delivered it himself. He used the school to convince Hannah to leave immediately and may have taken her to Alabama.
I knew she was in trouble. I knew she was innocent.
Unity is going to take care of Hannah's family. They said Dawson is criminally insane. He's not going to be punished. I never liked him.
What Rachel and Unity didn't know was Dawson had been beaten to death in his jail cell in Alabama. I can't imagine why. It must have been all that hair gel.
As you may know, Seamus is, at its core, a humble homage to the early detective novelist in America. After all, Edgar Allan Poe is credited by many to have written the first detective novel in 1841, giving us The Murders in the Rue Morgue. Most people think that detective novels are written by men. However, both in England with Agatha Christie, who created an entire genre of detective fiction, in the United States, we have our own grand dame of detective fiction. Anna Catherine Green was born in Brooklyn, New York on November 11, 1846, making her 15 years old when the Civil War started. She wanted to write romantic verse and actually corresponded with Ralph Waldo Emerson. However, her efforts weren't as successful as she had hoped. It was fortunate for us that it wasn't. She set the stage for the hard-boiled detectives of the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Miss Green was one of the first writers of American detective fiction and established herself as a detective writer of well-plotted, legally accurate stories with her first effort straight out of the gate. Her first detective novel, written in 1878, The Leavenworth Case, quickly rose to become a bestseller. Green has been called the mother of the detective novel. The Leavenworth Case was praised by contemporary writers and became the hit of the year. Miss Green became a best-selling author, eventually publishing 37 books over 40 years. We tip our hat to Miss Green for charting the path for the writers that would follow.
Thank you for listening to Seamus. If you liked this episode of Seamus, please leave a review and tell your friends. Seamus, The Case of the Missing Maid, Part 12, Must Be the Hair Gel, is based on the book The Leavenworth Case by Anna Catherine Green. Hunter James was played by Patrick Brancato. Mike Reagan was played by Nick Yamateo. Rachel Gonzalez was played by Katie Sharp. Donna Knight was played by Julie Poulin. I'm Leslie Woodruff. This episode of Seamus was written by Max Reese and directed by Gene Phillips. Sound design for Seamus is provided by OpenMicRecordingStudio.com. Seamus is a New Meadows Media production. All rights reserved.